Hush now, sugar. Close your eyes. It was autumn when I finally told you. The fields had gone gold and brown and brittle, the kind of dry that crunches underfoot. The crows had come back early that year, clever little omens, watching from the fences like they knew what was about to happen. You were organizing your bee boxes, a tin billowing smoke into the unapparent summer air that was lingering into early fall. And those things are so heavy. I had watched you paint them in bright colors earlier that summer, leaning up against the fence in that short white dress, the one with the blackberries printed on it, and the slit up the side that lets you glimpse the curve of my thigh when I walk towards you, one slow step at a time. I was mesmerized by your sweaty arms lifting those boxes, thick and sun-browned from a summer that had worked you too hard. "Hello there," I said, just like that. You stopped like I'd cast a spell. You turned slow, like you were afraid if you looked too fast I'd vanish, like I was smoke or moonlight or something half-imagined. But I wasn't. I was real. I am real. And you just stood there, you sweet man, like some carved saint. Your mouth open a little. Your hands clenched like you didn't know whether to drop that box or throw it on the ground so you could grab me. But I did the grabbing. I came right up to you and laid one of my hands flat on your chest, warm through the soft cotton of your shirt, your heart thudding hard like it was trying to climb into my palm. And I said, "You're in love with me." You didn't answer. Not with words, anyway. Your breath caught. Your knees flexed like you didn't trust them to hold. And your eyes, the way they searched mine like you were drowning and didn't know if I'd save you or drag you down with me. "I always knew," I whispered. "I could feel it, like heat through the floorboards." You still didn't speak, not out loud, but your body did. The way it leaned towards me just a little, the way your hand flexed against your thigh, the way you swallowed, hard. You'd been holding it in for so long, hadn't you? Every look, every dream, every aching, holy, shame-tinged hope. And I knew. I knew. I reached up and touched the brim of your hat, brushing it back just enough to see your face in full. And I said, "It's all right, cowboy. You don't have to hide it anymore. Not from me. Not tonight." You asked me then, barely audible, like the wind might carry it off before I could answer, "Why now?" And I smiled, slow and soft. "Because," I said, "I want a baby, and I want you to give me one." We agreed to meet later that night. When the day is done and the sun had gotten real low behind the sycamores and the hills have gone all dusky and bruised with twilight, that kind of dusky sky that only shows up in autumn when the corn's been cut and the fields are full of stubble and ghosts. As we walk along the path together towards the rock pool, we can still smell the smoke from someone's chimney, and a little something sweeter drifting from my kitchen window. You know that smell, don't you? Apples and cloves. My perfume, vanilla and maple. A pie I baked just for you, for after. They say a way to a man's heart is through his stomach. You've always been so easy to love from a distance. Always out there working the land, hat pulled low, arms slick with sweat. I'd watch you from the porch swing sometimes, sipping sweet tea with my bare feet curled up, dress sticking to my thighs. You were always the perfect gentleman and never looked up. Not really, but I saw you. I saw how you looked at me when you thought I wasn't watching. How your eyes lingered too long on my hips when I bent over to pick green beans from the garden. Or the way you paused when I laughed too loud at the post office and pressed my chest against your arm accidentally on purpose. You had to know, darling, that all of this was for you. Every seed planted, every whisper you didn't quite hear, the moans I let out at night in the summer when my windows were wide open. They are all for you. God gave me these hips and tits, and I'm going to use them as intended. So just keep breathing, slow, and listen. I've got a story to tell you. It's about a girl, a country girl. Born with the earth in her veins and fire in her belly. She always wanted to be a mommy. Always dreamed of it, the way some girls dream of Paris or the outback. She wanted the whole darn thing. The white dress. The cake. The car. Bare feet on cold floors. A man who'd kiss her belly like it was holy. Wrap his arms around this girl from behind, pressing his chest into her back, and brushing her hair to one side so he could kiss her neck as he holds her with tenderness. Because you see, this story is also about a boy who didn't know he was made for her, not yet, but he'd come to know, eventually, under the weight of living. Expressed through her want and the softness of her voice. In every photograph of ancient trees, or community gardens, or flowers, attached with little notes explaining their hidden meaning. In the daydreams she manifested as paintings, and the fantasy world she had built, just for him. Under the curve of her hips and the lullaby of her breath, he'd learn what it means to be chosen. You are that boy. Oh, honey, look at you. Even now, you're already melting for me, aren't you? It's all right. Don't hold back. Let me guide you. Imagine me walking across the field towards you now, bare feet on dusty earth. A pair of short overalls embroidered with butterflies and flowers sticking to my body. A white peasant top with pink roses printed on the fabric. My skin warm with the sun and spice. Lips curved in that slow little smile you like. The one I saved just for you. You don't move. You almost seem frozen. You just watch. And I come close, so close you can smell my shampoo, sweet and fruity, feel the heat off my skin. I press one hand to your chest, delicately, because I'm nervous too. Worried you may not want me, despite the stolen glances and moments we've shared. And when you brush your hand against my wrist, fingers tracing up the back of my hand to entwine with mine, at last resting our hands against your chest, you finally speak and say that it's me you want, that it's always been me. And my eyes sting with happy tears and a smile that makes me beam so wide my cheeks hurt. My voice slips down your spine like warm honey, and you feel yourself soften, open, and surrender. I whisper things no one's ever said to you, not out loud. I tell you that I dreamed this, and you ask me what happens next. And I say, You see me waving from such great heights, waving through a window. You climb up the arbor to my window, and I pull you through. A new rush flowering, like a break in the ice, slowly and then all at once. Do you know how long I've wanted this? How often I've touched myself thinking of your hands, imagining nights down by the lake, my hips rough and wide across you as I straddle you, and those firm hands holding me steady as I ride you, slow, under a harvest moon. It's okay, baby. You can feel it, can't you? The heat blooming in your belly, the way your cock's already straining, needy and aching for my approval, for my touch. And because I am a lovely, obliging girl, I give you what you want. My hand cupping that bulge in your jeans, already a thick chubby making that spot between your groins stretch into the fabric. You tell me you're already hard as a rock, as if I couldn't already tell, as you're nuzzled into my neck, and I smile. You're so good when you're desperate, with that tent in your pants and lustful hunger in your eyes. I tell you again that I want to get pregnant, and I say it with a smile, like I'm talking about the weather. But you feel it like lightning. You feel it in your bones. I say, I want your baby. I want your hands gripping my hips as I take every last inch of you. I want your name in my mouth and your seed in my womb, and your voice gone all ragged from crying out my name when I let you come inside me. You're so close already, aren't you? It's okay. You don't have to hold back. But you will wait until I say so. Because you like it when I take control. You need someone to guide you, to own you, to make you feel safe enough to let go. And I do. I always have. This whole town could fall away, and you'd still be right here in my arms, in my bed, between my thighs. Now, hush and breathe. We're going to dream this into reality together. Feel my breath at your ear, warm and teasing. Feel my fingers on your chest, dragging down over the buttons of your shirt. I undo them one by one with maddening patience. I like you like this, undone. That's right. Pull off your flannel if you want. Kick off your boots. Loosen your belt just a little. We're gonna be here a while, and I plan to take my time with you. This isn't a dream, honey. But it does have that feeling. You know the one. Like when fog rolls low on the pasture, and you can't quite tell where the ground ends and heaven begins. That's what this is. In between dreams. And you've stepped into it. Now, breathe. Feel that? The way your chest rises for me. The way your body stirs just from the sound of my voice, from the picture I'm painting in your mind. That's the feeling I want you to follow. The deep pull, the surrender. You don't have to fight it. Let it take you. Let me take you. But before we get too far, I kiss your cheek, slow and syrupy. Before I finally say, I know a place. We head to the rock pool behind the pine grove, that clearing where the grass grows soft even in the cold. Nobody goes there after dark, and the sky opens wide above, like a bowl turned upside down, full of stars and want and possibility. We walk together, just you and me, down past the fence line, past the blackberry bramble and the rusted ute no one's moved in 20 years. My hands in yours, warm and sure, and your breath still catching from the way I said it. I want you. I need you. The moon's just coming up, fat and gold and low, like it's watching us, like it's leaning in close, as if she's been waiting for this just as long as I have. We don't talk much on the way. There's nothing left to say. Just the hush of the grass and the crisp snap of leaves underfoot. The pine grove opens up, and there's the clearing, just like I promised. Soft moss like a velvet rug, sky flung wide above us, the scent of wet earth and tree bark and wind, and maybe just a little bit of smoke. You stop. You look at me like you're not sure you're dreaming. And I reach for your belt. You make a sound when I do it. Not a word, something deeper, from your chest. From that place behind your ribs where you've been hiding me all this time. My fingers are steady, but not hurried. This isn't something I want rushed. I slide the buckle free, and the leather slips warm through my hand. And I hear your breath quicken, feel your thighs tense. You okay? I whisper, soft and teasing. And you nod. Almost too fast. Like you'll fall apart if I stop. Like you might fall apart even if I don't. Your jeans are rough under my fingertips. Faded and worn where your thighs swell thick with the work. I pop the button. Slowly. And watch your face as I do it. Your eyes are wide. And your lips parted. When I draw the zipper down, you shudder. You're already hard, straining, waiting. I press my palm there, over your boxers, and you groan, like you can't help it, like I'm pulling the sound straight from your bones. Feel that? I hear you murmur. That's what you do to me. I nod, my eyes heavy and my breath catching in my throat. You touch my waist like it's sacred, like you've been imagining this moment for years, and you don't want to get it wrong, and you won't. I guide your fingers over the cuffs of my overalls, up, slow, to the slope of my hips, round and soft, and full of the promise I whispered to you earlier. God gave me these hips and tits, and I'm going to use them as intended. Your breath hitches as I undo the straps on either side, letting them fall to the ground. There's nothing underneath. No panties. Just skin. And when you see it, see me, you freeze. Touch me, I whisper, please. And you do. The first brush of your fingers against my bare thigh is reverent, gentle, like you're reading a prayer in braille across my skin. I open for you, just a little, enough. Your knuckles ghost along the seam of me, and I swear I could cry with how tender you are. And I lean in then, press my lip to yours. You taste like cedar and apples and devotion. You kiss like a man who never thought he'd get to. And now that he has, he never wants to stop. I kiss you slow. I kiss you deep. I kiss you until we're both swaying. We sink down onto the blankets we spread out, the moss underneath soft and cold, but we don't feel it. We're too warm, two wrapped up in each other. Your hands slide up underneath me, palms cupping my ass, lifting me to straddle your lap. My breasts press against your chest, nipples hard and erect against your skin, and you groan. Your hands find them, and you squeeze just a little, enough to make me whimper against your mouth. And then we pause, just for a breath, eyes locked, hearts thundering, our bodies trembling with the weight of everything we've never said. And I guide you in, slow. I sink down over you like dusk falls over the hills, gradual, inevitable, wrapping everything in gold. You fill me inch by inch, and my mouth falls open, but no sound comes out. You're thick and hot and perfect. I can feel you stretching me. You grip my hips like you don't trust yourself to let go, like if I move too fast, you'll break. But I do move, a little, and then a little more, and we both moan. It's not just sex. This is a spell, a binding, a beginning. Your breath stutters every time I roll my hips. My hands light up to your chest under your shirt, feeling the ridges of your muscle, the shiver in your belly. I want you trembling. I want you to remember this rhythm. And this is how it starts. With moonlight on your shoulders, with my thighs around your waist, with you deep inside me and filling the space that was made just for you. This is where our baby begins. And I move on top of you, slow and deliberate, my hips rolling forward and back, you slick and thick between my legs. The emptiness inside me finally filled when you split the seam of me open. Don't come yet. I know you're close. I can feel it in the way your hands tighten, the way your jaw clenches, the way your whole body tenses like a drawn bow. I want to stay wrapped around you, rocking slow, our breaths in sync, like we were born for this moment. The stars are watching, the moss is our altar, and the wind is whispering through the trees like it knows what we're doing, what we came here to do, to make a life. You're inside me, hard and thick and trembling, and you've got that look in your eyes, that stunned, reverent look like you just opened a gift you never thought you'd deserve. But you do. You too, baby. That quiet, strong, sun-kissed man who built me a swing from rope and oak and didn't say a word when I sat on it in nothing but cutoffs and a tank top that didn't leave a thing to the imagination. I saw you watching me every time. And now I want you to watch me come undone around you. I start to move again. Slow and deep, hips circling, grinding and rocking. Not like a girl looking to play, but a woman with a purpose. And you know what it is. You know what I want. You can feel it in the way I clutch you tighter every time I sink down to the root. My breath catching, my body already pulsing around you like it's trying to pull you in. Keep you. Milk you. Give it to me, I whisper, lips brushing against your ear, sweet and low and deliberate. I want it. I want all of you. And you groan, head tipping back like you can't take it. Your hands grip my waist, your fingers dig in, and we start to move in sync. Deeper, faster, not rough, just urgent, full of something so much bigger than want, bigger than lust. This is need. This is magic. I feel it blooming in my belly already, that ache, the flutter, like a spark catching, ready to catch fire. You gonna give it to me, I ask, breath ragged, lips dragging along your neck. You gonna fill me up with your cum? You nod, eyes squeezed shut, jaws clenched. No, I whisper. Look at me. I want you to see me when you do it. Your eyes open and they are full of awe. I ride you harder now, hair tumbling around my shoulders, sweat glistening on our skin, and every time I slam down onto you, I swear I can feel it. That perfect stretch, the burn, the twinge, your fullness. My thighs are shaking, and I'm so close, and so are you. I can feel it in the way your cock throbs inside me, thick and twitching and ready. I lean in and kiss you, hard and messy, tongue sweeping into your mouth like I'm trying to claim every last inch of you. And something in you snaps. You tell me to lay on my back and spread my legs. So I do. And you just watch me for a moment. I feel exposed, vulnerable. And when your skin covers mine, the wet slickness of your cock rubbing against my thighs, we can both still feel the urgency. But as you lie on top of me, your arms curl up underneath my shoulders and you're holding me, cradling me. When you enter me again, you drive yourself home deep. The pressure of you inside me and the weight of your body bucking against mine in these deliberate, heavy strokes. Your cock pounding me from the inside. And then I whisper it, right against your lips. Come inside me, baby. Fill me up. Let's make a baby. Right now. And you let go like a wave cresting, like a summer storm finally breaking, roaring through me. I feel the first hot pulse inside me and I cry out, my nails dragging down your back, my whole body seizing as the magic takes hold. Your seed floods me, thick and deep and endless, and my body welcomes it, clenches around it, drinks it in like it's been waiting for this. And I come with you. I come around you, through you, because of you. It rolls through me like a lightning bolt, hot and quick and devastating, my hips still moving, desperate to take in every drop. Because this isn't just pleasure, it's creation, it's devotion, it's love manifested in touch and feelings and desire. It's the way I tell the universe, this man, this moment, this life. We fall back into the moss, tangled and gasping, bodies still joined, still slick and warm and so full. You're still twitching inside me, and I don't pull away. I won't, not yet, because I want it to take. I want your seed to root in me like wildflowers after the first spring rain. I want to wake up in the morning with your scent still on my skin, and knowing deep in my womb that we did something real. I curl into you, hand on your chest, feeling your heartbeat. It's strong and steady, and mine. It's several weeks later, a quarter past midnight in the late fall. You're sleeping, or pretending to. Either way, I'm not in a rush to wake you. The moon is beaming into our room past the curtains, all soft and golden and kind, painting your skin like maple syrup and dew. The bedroom's still full of our scent, rich and warm and a little wild, like something feral curled up and settled down in our sheets. You've got your arms slung over your eyes, bare chest rising and falling, slow and sweet. Every day I've fallen deeper and deeper in love with you. I didn't know that was possible. For love to be made and remade each new day. But we do. And we are so in love. I press a kiss to your shoulder, then your collarbone, then that little hollow at the base of your throat, where I swear I could live if you'd let me. You shift under me, grumbling something sleep slick and low, but I'm already straddling your hips, letting my skin slide over yours like honey poured warm from the comb. And when I roll my hips, that gets your attention. Baby, I purr, tracing circles on your chest with one fingertip. You awake? You hum, half lost in the fog of sleep and want. Might be. I lean in and bite your lip, soft and teasing. You better be, I whisper, because I've got a secret I need to tell you. That gets you. You playfully crack open one eye, a smile curling across your lips, and your hands go right to my hips, gripping like you think I might float away if you don't hold on tight. Yeah, you ask, voice rough and ruined with sleep. What kind of secret? I roll my hips again, slow and firm, and right against that sweet place where you're starting to grow thick beneath me. I want you to feel this before I ever say it out loud. I reach for your hand and bring it to my belly, press it flat against my skin. Lower still, right where the warmth is starting to hum steady, right where something new has begun to take root. You feel that? I ask, smiling slow and wicked and soft all at once. Something's changed. You go very still beneath me. Your eyes search mine. You don't breathe for a second. You're going to be a daddy, I tell you softly, trying to hide the beam of my smile. Your mouth falls open like you're about to say something holy, and then it cracks into a smile. I laugh and roll my hips again, this time with a little more rhythm, a little more promise, the two of us catching fire all over again. Are you happy? I ask sweetly, dragging my lips across your jaw. You growl and flip me onto my back, sliding between my thighs like you were born to live there. Say it again, you whisper, mouth against my belly. Please. So I thread my fingers into your hair and I say it again, slower this time. You got me pregnant. You put a baby in me. You're going to be a daddy. And as your mouth moves lower, worshipful and hungry, I open for you with a sigh like a surrender, and I already know. This is just the beginning. The beginning of love turned flesh, turned heartbeat, turned life. And when you take me again, I wrap my legs around you, and you pour yourself into me, because we are so in love. In that once in a lifetime, wrote a book about you and the way you make me feel and how you think and what you say to me when we're together in this intimate way. So close your eyes, love. I'll be here in the morning. Go to sleep, my darling. I'll be here for a while. I'll hold you until you drift off, kissing your chest in the dark, whispering, I missed you, into your skin, letting you fall asleep to the sound of my heart sinking with yours. And maybe when the world is quiet enough, when you're finally looking at the right face and hearing my voice on the other end, you'll see it. The storybook love story I wrote just for you. It sounds like this. It sounds like